Welcome to Capitella Finance Corp's Earnings Release Podcast for the fourth quarter of 2017. My name is Steve Arnold, Chief Financial Officer of the company. Earlier today, the company issued a press release with details of its quarterly financial and operating results. In addition, the company filed its annual report on Form 10-K for the year ending December 31st, 2017. The company will host a conference call at 8:30 a.m. on February 28, 2018, to briefly review fourth quarter operating results and to address questions from participants. In addition, you may access a live webcast of the conference call by visiting our website at www.capitalagroup.com. Please remember that the safe harbor disclosures that apply to our conference call also apply to this podcast. During the fourth quarter of 2017, total investment income was $11.6 million, a $4.9 million decrease from the same period in 2016. Interest, fee, and PIK income collectively was $4.7 million lower in the fourth quarter of 2017 compared to 2016. Contributing to the decrease in investment income was a decline in the size of the company's investment portfolio for the comparable periods, as well as an increase in non-accrual investments. Total expenses for the fourth quarter of 2017 were $7.4 million, compared to $9.8 million in the fourth quarter of 2016. Incentive fees, net of the waiver, declined by $1.7 million as incentive fees were not earned during the fourth quarter of 2017. In addition, interest and financing expenses were $0.6 million lower in the fourth quarter of 2017 as compared to 2016, resulting from recently refinanced baby bonds and lower balances on the company's senior secured line of credit. Net investment income totaled $4.2 million, or 26 cents per share, for the fourth quarter of 2017, compared to $6.7 million, or 43 cents per share, for the same period in 2016. Net realized losses totaled $23.4 million, or $1.47 per share, for the fourth quarter of 2017, compared to net realized gains of $2.1 million for the same period in 2016. During the fourth quarter of 2017, the company realized losses on Print Direction Incorporated, $22.4 million, Portrait Innovations Incorporated, $1.8 million, and Immersive Medial Tactical Solutions, LLC, $2.0 million, partially offset by gains related to Brunswick Bowling Products Incorporated of $2.5 million and other gains totaling $0.3 million. I would like to note that while net realized losses totaled $1.47 per share for the quarter, the impact to the company's net asset value per share was only 28 cents per share based on prior quarter and fair values. Net unrealized appreciation for the fourth quarter of 2017, including the written call option depreciation, was $17.3 million, or $1.08 per share, compared to depreciation of $0.8 million for the fourth quarter of 2016. During the fourth quarter of 2017, the company recorded a tax benefit of $1.4 million related to net operating losses incurred by our blocker corporations. There was no income tax benefit for the comparable period in 2016. The net decrease in net assets resulting from operations during the fourth quarter of 2017 totaled $0.6 million, or 4 cents per share, as compared to a net increase of $8.1 million, or 51 cents per share, for the same period in 2016. Total net assets of $221.9 million at December 31, 2017, equate to $13.91 per share, compared to $15.79 per share at December 31, 2016. From a liquidity standpoint, we have cash and cash equivalents of $31.2 million at December 31, 2017, compared to $36.3 million at December 31, 2016. In addition, the company has SBA debentures outstanding totaling $170.7 million with a weighted average annual interest rate of 3.29%, $75.0 million of fixed rate notes bearing an interest rate of 6.0%, and $52.1 million of convertible notes bearing an interest rate of 5.75%. At December 31, 2017, the company had $9.0 million outstanding and $105.5 million available under its senior secured revolving line of credit. The regulatory leverage ratio for the company was 0.6 0.61x at year-end. The company's liquidity position provides flexibility to pursue directly originated investment opportunities and to fund ongoing obligations of the company, including distribution payments. At December 31st, 2017, the company's future net investment income is well positioned to capitalize from an increase in short-term interest rates. Please see our annual report on Form 10-K for detailed information on the company's interest rate sensitivity. Investment activity during the fourth quarter of 2017 consisted of three new portfolio companies and eight add-on investments totaling $43.1 million, $40.0 million of debt investments, and $3.1 million of equity investments. The weighted average yield on fourth quarter debt investments was 11.2%, 96% of which were first lien structures. Our direct origination platform continues to generate high-quality opportunities for review by our investment committee, with the focus being less risky and lower-yielding senior secured and unitranche structures and less on riskier, higher-yielding unsecured and mezzanine structures. At the end of the fourth quarter, the Capitalla portfolio consisted of 47 companies with a fair value of $499.9 million on a cost basis of $465.0 million. First lien secured debt investments represent 48.7% of the portfolio, second lien debt 6.1%, subordinated debt 20.7%, and equity warrant value of 24.5%. On a cost basis, equity investments comprise 11.9% of the portfolio at year-end. The total weighted average yield, exclusive of the impact of our non-accrual debt investments, was 12.8% at year-end. At December 31st, 2017, we had four investments on non-accrual status with a fair value and cost basis of $25.0 million and $50.1 million, respectively. At this time, I'd like to provide an update to the four investments on non-accrual status at year-end. First is Cedar Electronics, currently marked at 16% of the cost basis, is in the process of being restructured. Second is On-Site Fuel. The company continues to see improved performance, and we're hopeful to return it to accrual status soon. Third is American Exteriors. We are actively evaluating exit opportunities on this investment. Lastly is Velum. We added this investment to non-accrual status during the fourth quarter. While the sponsor has provided working capital, at this time, we have moved it to a risk grade 4 until we can determine that collection of all principal and interest is more likely than not. Management, primarily through our dedicated portfolio team and under the leadership of our recently announced Chief Risk Officer, continue to provide oversight of all investments with the short-term goal of reducing balances on non-accrual status. Looking ahead, management and the board of directors are focused on growing NAV per share and generating a return on equity that exceeds our distributions. In order to accomplish these goals, we must continue to work diligently to reduce the level of non-performing assets and anticipate additional equity monetizations over the coming quarters, providing realized capital gains and liquidity to fund new investments. We continue to have a robust pipeline of investment opportunities in the lower middle market, focusing again on senior secured and unitranche structures and less on unsecured and mezzanine structures. Please visit the investor relations section of our website for our investor update for the fourth quarter of 2017. As always, please do not hesitate to contact us with any questions you may have. Thank you for your investment and interest in Capitalla Finance Corp. This concludes our fourth quarter podcast.